Пантелеймон Кириллович Шеметов, Works 200, Два охотника. The earliest writer of Manse literature was Пантелеймон Кириллович Шеметов, Еврин, 1913-1947. He was born in the village of Manse, Евра. His stories were a book translated Наумова of Russian language. Leningrad poet Варвара Наумова presented the Russian translation of the work 200, Два охотника. His story, the young author took the difficult path before he began to try his hand of literature. He hunted and fished on the river Kanda, together with the old experienced hunters and fishers since childhood. Шеметов went to school only 6 months. When in his studies has come a long break, Шеметов engaged in self-education, read books, tried every way to enrich their knowledge. He was the organizer and secretary of the Komsomol organization and cooperative work and worked of the collective farm. After studying for 9 months at local courses, national asset in 1934, he went sent to study of at the Institute of Northern People of in Leningrad. Наумов noted that Шеметов has a well-developed imagination. His story differs from other works by authors of Western Siberia. His works are autobiographically character of direct and hidden. The work has a traditional character for the first writer of the North. The choice was made in favor of the collective farm. The novelty of the story at the time was the fact that heroes Шеметов were hunters of different nationalities, Manse and Russian, each with its own distinctive world wife. Hunter Manse is under pressure from his children, wife and all the villagers. He refused to join the collective farm in the beginning of the story he dropped, but in the course of events that were described in the work Hero in Greece. The problem raised in the story very relevant for the time. The author showed a situation where an old hunter is given the time that he made the right decisions. The people around him waiting for his decision. Lebedev notes that old hunter Trofim didn't want to come to the farm, although his son and his daughter worked for a long time on the farm. Backwardness of consciousness. He had old thoughts which allowed him to enter the farm. Trofim believed in God. He believed the shaman who disliked the Russians. It's a matter of time the pure Manse not only quarreled with traders who cheated on him. The image of the old hunters is a artistic love Шеметов. It's a national type man of North. He knows the habits of animals, birds, dogs, understands and feels nature. Interesting skins of hunting rituals associated with the deed hunting the bear. Two types of consciousness of the old and new historical contrasted in the work. Trofim opposite the Russian man Vasily, in which the author embodies the Russian democratic culture. In the recent times, Vasily has been in prison for what indicates the pure to fight the rich. When the Tsar Vasily went to prison for having indicated the pure to fight the rich, he didn't believe in God, lauding at the icon, and 4 years working on the farm in order to compare this to different type of human consciousness. The author creates Vasily there for Trofim. Vasily has not a real stranger. He was married to a woman of Manse, knows the language of the Manse, but hunting it for the first time and knows the tiger. After a successful hunting and overnight stay at a fire with Russian Vasily, old Manse changed their attitude to the collective farms. The story begins distantly at the end of September. The snow fell. Hunters and fishermen become alarmed. Everyone thought snow early, soon it melts. High water water will come. To hunters and fishermen will be better. No doubt the narrator is Mansi well knowing the life of his people, the natural conditions of his original life, customs and national character of this type of person, but all this is secondary in his artistic system. New influence of life, the birth of a life community, are important in the story. In his perception of nature is devoid of national colors. The national specificity of its understanding perception is omitted in this article conception. Forest, trees, the sky and the clouds are the same as in any part of the land in the story of Timothy. Black clouds slowly slid as if from huge mountain peaks, and beyond them seemed to clear the sun. Agriska, note that Timothy chose two illustrative characters and ideologically confront them. Trofim and Vasily, the young Russian who preaches the new values, spent a week off on hunting. They are alone in the forest and force each other to listen and understand. Vasily tells the old man about a certain improvement of life after entry to the farm at the time of hunting. Week of hunting full of various events and endless disputes. Disputes in the story is a collision of the two fairies. Don't forget what time was right about story. The end of the 1930s, the fight against shamanism, the equation of rich and poor, the overthrow of the imperial ideas, disposition and persecution of the kulaks during the decade. Religion in a clean line in the story. Religion is a clean line in the story. Trofim's refusal to engage in collective explain his strange and stupid thing. The strange it was his passing thought in shamans which he opposes Russian. Trofim is a believer. His faith combines Christianity and paganism. He worships the sun, nature, whispers and Christian prayers. The old Mansi combined two completely different religions. When the heroes have overcome the first pass, Trofim praying. When Vasily is chosen from a difficult situation, Trofim says, God saved you. When Vasily brings him the earth of the defeated bear, Trofim says, who do you emulate, someone who's already defeated? Vasily doesn't believe in anything. He is communist. He doesn't need any religion or rituals, no way. He cannot thank God for good pace. He didn't understand the ritual that makes Trofim and dissatisfaction is expressed by, if I knew you were gonna be like this, never went with you to the forest, or you better praise the sun and the sky. Then the icon silence was answering him. In the story, the old man presented neither as a victim nor as a preacher. He expressed world folk wisdom. Religious actions to him are not opposite to the statement of Vasily. He isn't mocking them. At the end of the story, he even says the party leads us to better life for bright days. We now live with a good feeling, and we need to preserve for posterity the memory of the ancestor. The story ends with the world Trofim. Vasily, you are a very good man. I am with you walking toward the wood. Touch you and you learned more than you have. I will be walking with you on the farm. A good life for us and for the children to hold. Our hands are pressed tightly together. You will not leave me and I will never lag behind. To the modern reader, the idea of the story, the entry of the old man to the farm, loses its relevance. Despite this, to work attract, there is positive meaning in the story. Sergeyev wrote in 1950 15th. In the story, two hunters, there are new motives rooted in reality. The author shows the friendship between the old Mansi and a Russian farmer, the disappearance of distrust to the Russian, the consciousness liberates itself from produced artistic merit is the veracity of the image of the inner world of the hero and the description of hunting at Taiga. The relevance of the story is to describe two different mentalities. Chemetov pays attention to both the character in the story. This is indicated by the name of the product. The author does not focus attention to some political problems, the collisions of two different cultures committed, but there is a clash of two faces and ethnic differences are prevented conducting dialogue between the two protagonists. It's relevant today.